Hello there guys, Jaden the Thunderwolf here. We are starting July with a bang as we have a lot of amazing songs for you guys. There were a lot of new faces in the comments of the last journal and I got excited seeing all the new furries sharing music. And after my trip to Canada, I'm happy to be back doing these spotlights as I love looking at a song's musical interpretation. Now let's get into the spotlight and let me tell you about the song Shadowed Echo by Yato Fox. I love the upbeat nature of the song from the get-go, and I was dancing to it as I was listening to it. I was shaking my chair a bit too. They say that it's a genre that they're new to, and I say they did a great job making the song as they wanted. There were times where the energy was up there, but it was like a euphoric reaction to a video game that you are playing, and you love it just so much. Gargoyle has given us this banger of a song called Here We Are. This song got busy fast with the different kinds of instruments from strings to choirs and even the guitars. It was just phenomenal to listen to. Their lyrics and tone feel like a battle is coming and we should prepare. Alone, the lyrics felt like it was sung in like an maybe a dark, gritty, and maybe despairing way. But adding in the music just gives that battle emphasis that the song really pushes for. It's really fun coming across instances like this within the music community. The vocal opening for Subjugation was oddly mesmerizing and Zero Nix Kicks did a great job making the orchestral song. I could hear familiar string samples that I've used before and it really helped boost my mood as I was going through a rough start to my day. I found myself pretending to play along with the strings because of how fluid it sounded, and the booming percussion just added so much joy to the song.
Hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
The Creative Kitsune gave us Little Prayer, and this is a bopping song. I've listened to other songs in the style before, and it was a blast hearing it here on FA. I could feel the joy they had making this, and I found myself dancing to it, and also imagining the instruments playing it live. The instruments and samples do have this oddly pleasing fuzz in the background if you listen close enough. I highly recommend, if you love what's being shown right now, to click the link and check the song out. Cobalt has me craving ice cream in Fusobop. That riff gives off Neon Cat vibes, but I guess that's what makes me want to listen to it even more. The flanger of the guitar is so pleasing, the synths alone have this lovely mix with the drums. I can see ice cream trucks going around with this song playing in them, and we all just gather around during this nice summer heat just to chill. We're closing the spotlight with New Orleans song Carefree. The melody on this is a wonderful hook, feeling like it's calmly carrying the music. Then it plays a note that doesn't sound like it fits the home chord or the key. I listen closely and I can also notice that there's no home chord being played, which is just mind-boggling. This song is doing a number of things to show how carefree it is within these interesting choices, and it's beautiful. It's soft, gently busy, it's got a little happening, and even the piano sample used feels like it's playing carefree. Thanks again for submitting all of your songs for the Spotlight. Now that we're resuming Spotlights, Akoda will be hosting the next one, and let me just say, go have a listen to the song selected for Fur Affinity's Music Monday feature. It does some amazing work to paint a story with the sounds used. The song is linked below for you to have a listen to after the spotlight. With all of that said and done, and a friendly reminder to stay safe out there, this is Jaden, sparking off.